Hey there, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. In the Million Dollar Referral System, we talk about you need to attract, you need to educate, you need to ask, and you need to retain. Four key pillars in making sure that you're getting 100 clients in 12 months without spending a cent on paid ads. I want to focus in on here, why educate? What does educate actually do? What's actually the thinking behind why you need to be seen as the go-to expert? Just before I do that, if you're not part of our Million Dollar Referral Network Facebook group, make sure you click on the link in the description below, or you search the Million Dollar Referral Network on Facebook, and make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube, Get More Referrals Today and Referral Marketing Guru, and subscribe to this podcast so that you get every single episode delivered straight to you. So educating is a big part of being able to pick up clients. And that's simply because clients want certain things. They want to know that you have a solution to their problem. They want to know that you actually can remove the pain point that they've got right now. And they need to be able to resonate with you. So they need to be able to get to know you, like you, trust you, feel that they're on the same page. And I emphasize the word feel because that's all it can ever be, is a feeling. When you can't create any of those things unless you do a great job of educating. In fact, it's why when we talk about the educate pillar, we talk about we need to move people from being a red prospect to a yellow prospect to a green prospect, from being lukewarm to being hot. So how you educate obviously is really important because they need to be able to see that you have a solution to their pain point. There's no point just talking about the pain point. There's no point saying, hey, I understand you have this pain point, if you're not going to give them answers to how to solve the pain point. See, quite often, people spend so much time going, attract, where's my new lead? Where's my new lead? Where's my new lead? And they're hoping that that new lead is already green, that they're already ready to buy, that they're already so desperate for a solution that they'll throw money at absolutely anything and you win. But that's such a small percentage. Like it's not even 1%. So that's why your marketing structure and your marketing system needs to be going, great, I'm going to bring in anyone who has the pain point because how I educate, how I share my expertise, how I show people that I have the solution to their problem is so powerful and such a well-oiled machine. So when you get into the educate part, really there isn't any rules. Sure, we've got strategies and we've got tactics, but the bottom line is, are you doing something that shows your prospects that you are the solution to their problem? That's what you've got to ask yourself. So if you're running a monthly training, if you're running a webinar, if you're doing a piece of social content, if you're doing a podcast, if you're doing something on video and putting it up onto your YouTube channel, if you're writing a blog and putting it onto your website, if you're giving a talk, the list goes on to how you could educate and share your expertise. But the question you've got to keep asking yourself is this showing my prospect that I have a solution to their problem? So we have a whole bunch of frameworks that we use within our partnership club and our implementation program to allow this to happen really fast, really easily, without spending a great deal of time, effort, energy on it. Because one of the biggest pitfalls and one of the biggest reasons why people don't spend a great deal of time on this is simply because they feel they don't have the time to do so. Well, let me take it from a different angle. If I was to go to you, that every time you opened up your mouth and you shared solutions to the pain points that your people had, it got you a client. Would you do that every day? Of course you would. But quite often people don't, simply because they either don't feel they've got many people around them, they don't feel they've got many people watching or listening, they don't know what to say, they don't know how to say it, and they don't feel they've got the time to be able to do it. So let's knock some of these on the head. If you're a business owner, if you provide some sort of service, you already have so much knowledge and so much IP in your head that you take for granted and you just assume, because you know it, so does everybody else. Where in fact, 95% of people would have no clue to the extent that you do. It's what you do day in, day out. You live and breathe it. Like, it amazes me how many people don't know the things that we talk about. I just take it for granted. But then I also can sit above and look and go, well, you do this 24/7, 365 days a year. This is what you live and breathe. This is what you love. This is your passion. This is what lights you up and gets you excited. And for a lot of people, marketing doesn't. It's just a thing. And it's just a thing that they wish it would just disappear or would just magically happen. Well, that's how other people are with what it is that you know. And that's why you've always got to start realizing that what comes out of your mouth, you're not trying to talk to the people who know all this. They can go and take that knowledge that they already know and use it themselves. You're talking to the people who have the pain point, and therefore they want to know this. They want to be educated on this. They'd like some answers around this. And when you have that way of thinking, all of a sudden now, you'll start to realize that coming up with things to educate people on, content to educate people on, IP to educate people on, is actually quite easy. As a business owner, business leader, thought leader, innovator, you should always be looking at IP. How do we make our IP better? Our intellectual property. How do we make structures and processes and what we do better? How do we ensure that we get better results for our people? And as you're constantly thinking like that, then you're going to be coming up with new ways, with different ways. What I love is a new widget would come out or a new platform. And straight away, I can go, well, how do we use that in the bigger scheme of how we teach people with referrals and partnerships and human relationships, networking? How do we put that into our little lay of the land? A tactic might come up using paid marketing. They go, great. Well, instead of using paid marketing, how would we do that with referrals or with our networks or through partnerships? Through our clients. So we can constantly come up with new ways of doing things. That's how you should be thinking as a business leader too. Then you should be talking about it. You should be sharing that. You should be showing all those prospects that you attracted, all those people sitting in your CRM, in your pipeline, that you have the solution. And the more you do that, the more your prospects start to resonate with you. And as soon as internally, consciously and subconsciously, your prospects start to go, huh, I actually think this person could help me, then that's when getting new clients becomes really easy. You now no longer need to chase. You are just simply attracting. You now no longer need to be going purely after green people. The red and yellow people will turn green and they will come to you. It's an amazing feeling when you just keep waking up each day and people will send you a message. They'll write you an email. They'll pop up on your social platforms and they'll go, it's now time for me to be able to do things with you. You'd be amazed how many people are around who are just watching in the background, who are just taking in what it is that you say, who are just waiting for the right moment, who are just making sure, because their 2 million-year-old brain don't want them to make a mistake, that you're the right person. And then they'll pop up and go, I've been watching you for a while and I think you could help us. Can we talk? But if you don't have an education part to your marketing system, then that's near impossible to be able to get those phone calls, those messages, those emails, those interactions taking place. So you're hoping that someone all of a sudden wakes up, they get knocked on the side of the head, and the light bulb goes on and they go, oh, I've got to use so-and-so. Well, that can't happen unless they're seeing so-and-so time and time and time and time again. And a simple fact, just like it is in your life, you have thousands of messages that are pulling you left, right, up, down, back, front, sideways, every other way, every single day. And if you're not being seen or heard as one of those messages, then it is impossible for them to come to you. It's not that they don't value what you do. You might be the best at what you do. And it doesn't matter. Does McDonald's have the best hamburgers? Of course not. Yet they sell more than anyone else. KFC had the best chicken? Nope. But they probably sell more than everyone else. And that's simply because they constantly are being seen and heard. So I want you to take away from this. How are you being seen and heard? How are you moving people from being green, red, yellow to green people? How are you educating, sharing your expertise? How are you building 4 pillars to your million-dollar referral system? How you're attracting, how you're educating, how you're asking, how you're retaining. They're the 4 pillars that ensure that you have business growth. The 4 pillars that ensure 100 clients in 12 months with no ad spend is really easy to do. So wherever you happen to be listening to this, leave me a comment below. What's your takeaway? What's your insight? Don't be one of these people that just hide. Share with me. Let's have a conversation about it. Share with others. What can you do differently compared to what you're doing right now? Remember, if you're not part of our Million Dollar Referral Network Facebook group, search the Million Dollar Referral Network on Facebook to come and join us. Subscribe to us on YouTube, Referral Marketing Guru. Subscribe to our podcast, either on iTunes, on Spotify, on Podbean, and make sure you connect on our social platforms. Just go to michaelgriffiths.com.au to grab free guides, resources, and connect. Till next time, take care. Hopefully it's been super helpful, and I'll speak to you all real soon. See you later, everyone.